Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of How to Become a Webcam Model. In today's video, I'm going to give you a sneak peek behind the scenes of StreamMate. I'm also going to show you how to navigate around the site and give you a review of StreamMate at the end of the video. So stay watching, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get on with the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. Let's dive into the video. Once you have signed up for an account with StreamMate, this is what your dashboard will look like. Working down the left-hand side, we're gonna go first with stats and feedback. The first thing you'll see on the left-hand side is my earnings. This is simply everything you have earned within a week on StreamMate, and these weeks run from Sunday to Sunday. Underneath that is my rating, and this is the ratings that your clients will give you. It can go from anywhere to 1 and 5 star, and they get an average of your performance over the last 90 days, I believe they work it out from. Moving down the page, we've got my favorites, and that is everyone who has added you to their favorites list. Next is tags, and these are also left by clients. It's just a short way basically of leaving a comment on your video without actually leaving a comment. They can use a hashtag instead. Moving on, time online is the amount of time you've spent online. When you click on this window, it will give you a full list and breakdown of your time you've spent online with graphs and earnings and stuff like that. Finally on this list is blocked customers, and this is obviously anyone you block within your live stream. You can go into this and reactivate people and let them back in if you choose to. The next box down is engagement. The first box down here is Media Manager. This is where you upload all your videos and pictures for your customers to buy. You can also set the prices here and write descriptions on your content. Moving on, the next one down is fan club subscriptions. This is where you can see how many people have subscribed to your fan club. You can also create new fan clubs from here also. The next option down is your wish list. Unlike a proper wish list, all the options in this list will not be sent to your house. Every item is a fictitious item, and it's just another way of getting more money out of your clients. Moving down again, and this is your message center. Any customers who send you a private message in your live stream, this is where they end up. You'll also find your messages from StreamMate in this inbox as well. At the very bottom of the list is videos, and this is all your video content that you've uploaded online. You can find it here and just view the statistics and how many people have bought it, stuff like that. Moving into the middle of the page now is your profile. From here, you can change your profile picture, description of your show, and you can also set your kinks and block geolocations. Moving on to the right-hand side of the screen is rates and shows. What you can do from here is set the rate of your private and your exclusive shows. The difference between the two is private shows, multiple people can join at the same time. Exclusive is just one-on-one. Next on the list is rate analysis, and this is where you can get a full breakdown of your earnings whilst you've been online. It'll give you a breakdown of your exclusive shows and your private shows and work out the percentage you've earned per minute whilst being live. Finally on this list is my schedule. This is where you can tell your customers when you're online. Over the last few weeks, this option has changed slightly, where the computers will give the clients a rough guesstimate on your previous last 90 days worth of shows. So if you're more likely to be online on a Friday, it will automatically make the changes for you. So you don't have to be too worried about setting this. It is something you can set at the beginning, and as time goes on, you can forget about it because the computer will automatically start setting your schedules. Last on the right hand side is support. The first option is anything StreamMate related, so you can either start a live chat once you click on this option, or you can search the archives and find anything that might also have been asked previously by someone else. They make a list or a blog, and they just keep you up to date on this side. Next on the list is Pineapple, and these guys are an organisation that have been set up to provide adult workers with support with some of the stuff that they may see and get exposed to online. And at the very bottom is Foster, and these people are where you report any illegal activities going on. At the very bottom of the list is My Account, and this is where you can change stuff like your password and just change some of the basics of your account settings. Stuff like your email address, that kind of thing. Scrolling back up to the very top of the page, we're going to first click on Dashboard. All these options here are just the faster way of getting to where you want to be on your webcam site. Then moving along, we've got Customers. And once again, you can see it's a quicker way of getting to a particular area on the dashboard. Moving along again is Reports, and this gives you a full breakdown of your performance you've had online so far. And again, on the top row here is Support. In here you can find frequently asked questions and contact StreamMate directly. You can also change your password from here and check the latest guidelines from StreamMate. Finally, on the right hand side is your inbox. Any messages sent by StreamMate or by your clients will end up here. To start your live stream, all you need to do is click on the blue button in the middle of the page that says Start Streaming. Once clicked, you'll be asked to verify that you've read the terms and conditions and you agree to all the policies that StreamMate have set. Then you're going to be asked to take a live picture of yourself, and this is to verify you are the account holder. And once you've been verified, you'll be taken to your streaming dashboard. As you can see, on the left hand side is your camera image. If you are enjoying this video, then please do click on that like and subscribe button and hit the notification bell for future videos. If you hover your mouse on this window, it will give you the option of turning up your microphone or muting it. You can also take a fresh picture that gets streamed onto the live dashboard to the customers. So where their tiles are, if you click on the little camera on here, it will take a picture of you in a position that you might like, and it will put it instantly onto that page, if that makes sense. Then under this window, you've got the Start Stream button. If you've done the verification, your stream will automatically start. You can stop and start it by clicking on this button. To the right of it, you can record live videos from your shows. So if you're doing a show that is particularly good, you can hit the red button and it will start recording your stream. Moving down on the left-hand side, you've got your current time you've spent online. It'll also give you a breakdown of the amount of private shows you've had for this session. Underneath this is your streaming quality, and it will give you your bit rates and your frames per second and quality of your stream to your clients. Finally, on the left hand side is stream topics, and this is where you can set topics that you want to talk about or particular shows that you want to perform on the day. Currently, it's deactivated and StreamMate are looking to reintroduce it very soon, and I don't know why they took it off in the first place, but it is set to come back very soon. In the middle of the page, it will show you how many people are in your chat room at the same time. Whether it be open chat, paid chat or exclusive chat, you can see from here the numbers of people who are in your room. At the very bottom, you've got your potential members, and these are people that have not signed up to StreamMate yet or not logged in. It shows here how many people are watching you but not actually signed up yet. Moving to the top right of your page now, the first option you've got is your tip menu. This is where you can set your added extras to charge your clients. Stuff like shaking your bum and twerking and flexing and all this kind of thing can be set here. It is a pre-approved list, so StreamMate have made this list for you. You can't make up your own tips like other cam sites. Next to the tip menu on the right hand side is the phone icon. This is something I don't think gets used very often, but it used to be a way of people to have phone sex. But as times change with StreamMate, you can now C2C, like cam to cam with clients. So it doesn't get used as often as it used to, but it's still there as an option for your customers. And basically how it works is you register your number with StreamMate, and when a client clicks on the button to make a phone call to you, it will divert through a switchboard and ring your end on the phone. And it's not giving your phone number to the client, it's re-diverting them through the system. And your phone will ring. I've had it happen to me where your phone rings, it says it's StreamMate, and it asks you whether you want to accept a call from a particular client. You agree to that call, it connects, and you just have phone sex. Moving on to the right hand side is external show. It's not something everyone has, you have to ask for it for StreamMate. It's something they can set up very quickly, they did for me. But if you've got another website, you've got your own personal website and you want to incorporate your chat from StreamMate into your website, this is how you go about it. What you'll first need to do is get the code in from the support pages and drop them into your web page. And what this does is creates a chat window for your visitors of your website to talk to you through. Then when you accept a private call from someone, you click on this button and it shuts off your camera on StreamMate, but leaves it on for your clients on your website. I think that's kind of how it goes, but it's something along those lines. But as I say, this is something you have to set up through StreamMate. It takes a few minutes to do. They're really good to actually set it up for you. I've not particularly used it yet. I've played with it. It does work. It's a bit complicated at times, but it's just another way of bringing your customers that you might have on your website who are visiting the page and letting them chat to you without having to log in to StreamMate. If you are enjoying this video, then please do click on that like and subscribe button and hit the notification bell for future videos. Moving on to the right again now is Vibe Toys, and this is how you turn on and off your Lovence and interactive toys. If you want to know how to set these up, then check out the video above and it will give you a full instructions and tutorial on how to set up your interactive Lovence toy. Moving to the right now is Spin the Wheel. And if you haven't used the webcam site before, this is another way of creating interaction with your clients. What you do is you set the options on the wheel and you set a price to spin it. Whatever it lands on, you agree obviously to do. Again, like the tip menu, these options are created by StreamMate, so you can't personalize this list. And finally, on the right hand side here is your gold shows. To get this option, you do have to meet minimum requirements that are set by StreamMate. The way it works is you set a price goal that you want to reach, and you're going to have a show at the end of it. And what clients will do is come in and tip towards that target goal. Moving down to the bottom of the screen now is where you type your chat to your clients. From here, you can add stuff like emojis to your chat. You can also add pre-written text responses as well. So if you get asked the same question a million times, you can go into this button, type it all, the response out for the client, and every time that question gets asked, you just select this box, hit the icon, and it just automatically puts it on the screen. And the last two boxes on the right hand side here is just simply making your text on your chat window bigger and smaller. So if you're sitting further away from the camera, you can make it bigger so you can see it from wherever you're sitting in the room. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting close to the end. So moving on to the very top of the page now is your home button. And this is literally just clicking on that button, it will send you back to your dashboard. To the right of that is videos. This is where your videos end up that you've recorded during your live streams. You can download them from here as well. Moving on to the right hand side again now is settings. And once you've clicked this, it brings up a new menu. The first page will let you set your cam settings and your microphone settings. Performances on this list will let you change the layout of your page. And you can change how many seconds it takes before it starts recording from here as well. And moving down on this list is chat settings. And this is where you can set your notifications. So when someone enters your room, you can select whether you want to make a sound on your screen or anything like that. Moving down on this list now is gold show settings. And this is where you select your prices and set the description of your gold shows. Moving down again is your gold menu. And this is your tip page. So if you select on one of these boxes, it will bring up the list for your tip menu. Underneath gold menu is your interactive toys. This will give you a list of linked toys to your webcam site. It'll also let you set up more interactive toys from here. And finally, at the very bottom is your spin the wheel. And this is where you select all the items that appear on your spin the wheel list and how you can set your prices with it. Almost to the end now, so we're going to go back to the main chat page and click on my earnings. In this window, it'll give you a full breakdown of your earnings for that day. You can also go back to the beginning of the week and get a whole week's worth of information on your earnings. Or you can go back as far as like a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever the case may be. You can set a particular date period and find out how much you earned in that particular week or day. Finally, on the top row is the help page, and this again takes you back to StreamMate's help topics. If you are enjoying this video, then please do click on that like and subscribe button and hit the notification bell for future videos. Okay, so that was a lot of information on how to use and where to find stuff on the StreamMate dashboard and the chat window. So I thought I'd spend the rest of this time on the video to give a little review on what I think about StreamMate. Obviously, I can only speak as a male performer and not as one of the ladies who are absolutely tearing it up at the moment. So I have been working with StreamMate for the last 6 years, five, 6 years, I think it is now. And these are still my go-to guys for webcamming. Some of the things that I like is that it's very simple to use. They have a great team on the Discord that will look at problems that you might be having and resolve issues that might come up, and you'll enter a support ticket. It could take 2-3 days to come back, where you can log on to Discord, you can get an answer within 5-10 minutes. I also like the fact that everything's dealt with money. So when you're in a show, other than gold, you don't have to work out in your earnings stuff like how much that show you earn in that show. It tells you exactly how much money you earn in dollars for that one performance. And I do just like the site that it just interacts with everything, like the Love Ents toys, stuff like that. It's very easy to set up. And they do that on their own. They've got their own sort of system to how to do that. So it's very easy to do. Some of the things I don't like about StreamMate, I wouldn't say it's the fairest balanced site in the world. So you do get a lot of focus on the females. I understand that the ladies are absolutely smashing it on the other side and they're dragging in customers from all over the place. But I feel there's a bit of an imbalance with the guys to the girls. So if you're a lady watching this and you're thinking about using StreamMate, do it, because there's a very good chance you're going to get a lot of customers very quickly. If you're a guy, it's harder. It's a lot harder. There's probably less than 10% of what there is of women, of men, than what there is of women. So we're like on the minority. It's a lot harder, and you have to work on StreamMate to get your customers in and spending money. It's not like other cam sites like Chatterbait that has a really high volume of traffic. It's a lot slower, but when it pays off a lot better than what it does on Chatterbait. So it comes with an added bonus that you will get paid more working with StreamMate than what you will do with stuff like Chatterbait. But man, you've got to work for it. You've actually got to work for it. It's not as easy as everyone makes out, especially when you're getting on to my age. You've got to work that little bit harder. If you're a male performer, you're very limited on stuff like tip menu items and spin the wheel, stuff like that. It's not very male orientated, where if you're a female, if you're a lady, it's set up for you. You can wiggle your boobs and shake your bum, and it's very much for the female performer in the tip menu items. The male performers, there's not that much. You're very limited on items that you can choose to add to your tip menu. There's stuff like flex. I get that, that for muscular guys, they can flex and it looks great. I can't do that. But there is very few male specific things that you can do and add to your tip menu. So I think that's probably one of the biggest issues I have. It's just not very fair that I get that the ladies are making all the money, but I think guys would earn just as much on there if they gave them the ability to do so. But on the whole, I would still recommend any guy or any woman getting on StreamMate, giving it a go. It's easy to set up. There's so much you can do on there. It's fun. If it stops becoming fun, you can turn your camera off. You can stop streaming for a month or two, go back to it and pick up where you left off and have another crack at it. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe and hit that notification icon for future videos. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below.